In the evening edition, local guest houses used for sex on the radar of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, which warns they are operating illegally. Health authorities promise seniors waiting for a vaccination appointment they should be dealt with by weekend. The DLP urges a pause and review of that vaccination program. Teachers and parents concerned about some aspects of the just announced arrangements for the CXC exams, and the Bridgetown port delivering only essential commercial cargo for the rest of the week. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up.
The evening edition brought to you with the best wishes of the National Insurance Office.
National Insurance, that's your lifeline. Pay your contributions by the 54th of the month. If you're self-employed, you should pay too, because in the future it will benefit you. It's more than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
NIS pensioners who wish to have their pensions lodged to a bank account are reminded to attach a copy of the bank account number and name provided on your bank statement or the bank stamp verifying those details to the lodgement form. The information regarding your bank transactions and balance is not required.
Well, just 2 days into the phased reopening of the country, the director of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman, is concerned about continued breaches of the COVID-19 directives, including the couples meeting up at hourly rate guest houses for liaisons. He stresses that this is against the COVID directives and also compromises contact tracing.
We have a number of places where I call them short-term rentals, but there are places where people go for 2-3 hours for, let's put it bluntly, for sexual and other types of behaviors. No, the order says straight, when you're leaving home, you leave home for groceries, for medical purposes, for emergencies. And that's why these places are not allowed to operate, because it not only breaches the order, but a lot of the times we have, when you're doing contact tracing, sometimes people are less than honest with you because there would have been places that they were not supposed to be, or there have been people they are not supposed to be with.
And Mr. Chapman is also concerned about the number of people congregating in the city and elsewhere.
We have a population that has been locked down for the last 4 weeks, and a number of persons are now using the partial opening as an excuse. And then there are others who are hearing conveniently what they want to hear. What Barbadians need to remember is that the order still stands. We have not comprehensively opened back up as yet. Yes, there are some additional businesses that have been allowed to open, but the general order is, unless you are leaving home for those things that I mentioned before, you are supposed to stay at home. So it's not a free for all.
And just coming to hand, the latest COVID-19 dashboard, it reports the island recorded 25 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, while 109 people recovered and were discharged from isolation. The new positives were among the 715 tests conducted by the Public Health Laboratory. There were 552 active cases of COVID-19 in Barbados as of yesterday. The 25 new cases comprised 14 women and 11 men. 10 of them had already been at the Harrison Point isolation facility, undergoing assessment to determine whether they were in fact newly positive or whether they had COVID-19 in the past and were no longer infectious. The other 15 cases included 13 Barbadians and one non-national. Barbados has now recorded 3,140 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 36 deaths. It also adds that 2,455 people were vaccinated yesterday as part of the national vaccination program. At the same time, we're hearing that the hundreds of elderly people who have registered for the COVID-19 vaccine in Barbados but are yet to get an appointment should have started getting calls today and should get their vaccine before the end of the week. That's the assurance from the coordinator of the National Vaccination Program, Dr. Elizabeth Ferdinand, who tells Starcom Network News they have overhauled that program with a new system in place that focuses on the elderly. She disclosed that there's a huge backlog that they intend to try to clear by weekend.
Oh, this week, we are going through all the backlog that people who have registered, who have not heard from us, we try, especially, you know, only the ones over 70 at this point, we're trying to get those cleared up. So it's a lot of manual work going through the lists, but that's what we're trying to do this week. And so some people over 70 who were registered ever since, they'll be getting some calls today to go to get their vaccine, probably tomorrow.
Dr. Ferdinand disclosed that 40,000 people have so far been vaccinated against COVID-19 in Barbados, and thousands more have registered. But she stresses there is a new, stricter system in place to ensure that the priority cases are dealt with.
This week, we are going through all the backlog. We are not taking any walk-ins at all. So nobody is to go to any polyclinic or any center unless they have an appointment, because they will not be seen. So no point going waiting out there. They will not be seen and they will not be given the vaccine. Because this week is only for those over 70 who have applied and are awaiting a call from us.
The Democratic Labour Party's spokesman on health, Paul Gibson, believes the vaccination program should be paused and reviewed, with emphasis on ensuring the elderly are not being disadvantaged.
If there is a strategy to have an appointment system, and that's what's being used to manage the over 70s, persons with NCDs, and so on, then that, if the system isn't working, you need to pause, find out where you are, and start again. It is no rush, but you have to make sure that the persons that are supposed to be vaccinated are getting shots in arms.
It will be several more days before the Bridgetown port resumes the delivery of personal effects. Minister of Maritime Affairs and the Blue Economy, Kurt Humphrey, says that for the rest of this week, the emphasis remains on clearing a backlog of essential commercial cargo.
For two reasons, we've determined that at this stage, we will not be delivering personal effects in the immediate future, which is in the next few days. The two reasons for that: one, while we were only delivering essential commercial cargo, naturally there was a buildup of non-essential commercial cargo. So they're actually quite essential in the regular course of things, and therefore we're trying to clear that backlog. The other reason is that people are well advised to remember that the country is going through a phased reopening, which means that not every business would be open. As it stands in the Bridgetown port, we will be delivering those personal effects shortly, but not immediately. And the determination is that there are just too many transactions between entering the port, delivering the goods.
The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, is currently reviewing the details announced yesterday by the Caribbean Examinations Council for exams this year. This year, the Barbados-based regional exam body is requiring the students to sit all three components of the exams, which are set to take place from June 14th until July 16th.
We are aware that there's to be some changes to be made to those exams. We are currently reviewing those, but the position of the Barbados of Teachers is that we would prefer to have the exams as outlined by CXC for June, July, as opposed to having the exam further down and creating any further anxiety or anxiousness among the student population.
And spokesperson and coordinator for the Regional Coalition Seeking CXC Redress, Paula Ann Moore, is concerned about face-to-face exams given the current COVID situation across the region, and also about the insistence on all three exam components.
But it seems as though only in this part of the world, we can't seem to come up with an alternative for assessment other than in-person exams. I really do think that we need to re-examine this proposal.
Finally, reggae pioneer Bunny Wailer has died. The 73-year-old Jamaican legendary reggae singer-songwriter, real name Neville Livingston, died this morning at Andrews Memorial Hospital. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness expressed sadness at the death of the passing of the reggae icon, saying the country had lost a reggae pioneer who had made a tremendous impact on the world, setting the stage for a global movement, a love for rocksteady and reggae music. Bunny Wailer was a three-time Grammy Award winner and founding member of the iconic reggae group The Wailers that also included Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. Our top stories. Guest houses here in Barbados that are used for sex on the radar of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, which warns that they are operating illegally. Health authorities promise seniors waiting for a vaccination appointment they should be dealt with by weekend. The latest COVID-19 update from the health authorities. Barbados recorded 25 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. In the evening edition from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The evening edition brought to you in association with the National Insurance Scheme. More than a contribution, it's your lifeline. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.